Were you expecting that result? Were you expecting Kotkaniemi to be a member of your team?
I'm not sure what we were expecting. You know, I mean, we knew there was a chance, but I don't know, didn't want to jinx it or whatever. So you don't want to get, you don't want to get your hopes up too high. But yeah, we knew. I kind of thought it was 50-50, I guess. So we didn't really know.
Tom, take us back to the beginning. When, you know, with you, with your hockey people, when you decided that this, that you were going to make that, put that offer sheet in, when did you, how far back does that go?
You know, it's probably a little more fluid than just when you, you know, make a final decision, right? Like a lot of things happened this summer and in the past, you know, maybe you try to extend a player and can't extend them. So they end up traded. So you have more cap space in the future. You don't sign a free agent. And so, you know, we have things that we'd consider all the time, but you never know which of those are going to come to fruition until other things happen. And so just the way the summer laid out, we weren't able to sign a couple of things that we tried to do. And then you ended up with a bunch of cap space. And, you know, the idea of us leaving cap space unused is pretty frustrating, right? In essence, it's an asset and you don't want it to go wasted. And so we had some, and then you look at your opportunities to use it. And that was, you know, that ended up being the one we decided to go with.
Of course, all this happening with the specter of Sebastian Aho's offer sheet in 2019. Can you shed some light onto exactly the impact that might have had into what's transpired here the last week and a half?
Yeah, I mean, most likely I don't think we would use offer sheets as a normal strategy. But given the circumstance, you know, with what happened to us with this team, it made it something we would consider. But the idea that we would do it, you know, to get even or revenge is silly. Like, we just want to win, right? You just want to win games. And we would only do something that we thought would help us win more games. And, you know, the conclusion of our scouts and internally was that this was a player with a really big future. And, you know, maybe his brand was down a little bit based on the way the season ended or things had gone for him. But, you know, we had a lot of conviction, or our folks had a lot of conviction in the future. So, you know, I think if it hadn't happened to us, it probably wouldn't have happened to them. But it wasn't the reason we did it.
Yeah. I know you didn't do it purely for payback, because that would be a bad way to run a hockey team, Tom. But you did have some fun with it. You did clearly have, as memories are long sometimes. And you know, how did that part of things evolve?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, if we could have traded for the player, none of this would have been public and would never come up. But you know, we're all in the entertainment business, right? Your job, my job, you know, the fans pay the players, and we don't have a league if people aren't entertained by it. And so when it worked out the way it did, our philosophy organizationally on the business side is, you know, have as much fun and get as much attention as you can. And you know, it wasn't, you know, maybe we should have thought about how the other team would feel about it, but you know, candidly, we were just doing it because it was interesting, you know, selfishly for our team and our fans, and you know, that was really all it was. It wasn't, and we didn't go into this with that plan. That was kind of a last second thing that was just kind of fun, and you know, I'm glad it got some attention, but it wasn't a plan to go after it.
Do you think the $20 signing bonus was what pushed this thing over the goal line?
Never know.
The offer sheet is something that's been used sparingly in the history of the sport. Tom, do you think it's not used enough?
Hang on. No, I don't think it's, I don't think that at all. I actually think this is a very unique situation. I can't think of another situation where it's a really good idea, because you know, usually, you know, you've got a player coming. So in our case, we had plenty of cap space in the Aho situation. And so if the team has the cap space, you're not going to get their good player anyway. And so I kind of think usually it's a waste of time. So I think this was just a very unique set of circumstances. But no, I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't happen again for a long, long time, because it's not part of our strategy to build our team. This was just a unique set of circumstances that came up.
Tom, can I say whose idea it was to put out this? I forget whether it was a statement or a tweet, but the one that echoed word for word what Mark Bergevin said, because I thought that was pretty darn clever. I liked that a lot.
I did too. It wasn't mine, but I thought it was funny. I enjoyed that. I did. I wish I could tell you it was my idea.
Talking to Tom Dundon, Carolina Hurricanes owner. And Tom, we see in pro sports there are hands-on owners and there are hands-off owners, guys that put somebody in place to operate the nuts and bolts of their sports organization. How would you describe your relationship with this team? Hands-on?
In a way, I don't have the desire to nor the experience to make decisions for the Carolina Hurricanes. What I think we're able to do is we have a lot of qualified, smart people that work together, and I try to make sure there's no ego, there's no barriers, there's no fear, right? No one has to worry about having an opinion, and if they're wrong, there's going to be any retribution or any consequences. I want people to give us their best opinion and, their best effort to help us make good decisions as a group. And so if that's hands-on, then I'm probably very hands-on. But, the idea or perception that me or any other owner is actually going in there and making decisions, I think that's a little far-fetched. And it would be a bit absurd if someone actually, it's fun to maybe write about or talk about, but it's sort of silly to think that you'd hire all these people and then not listen to them, right?
Wait, Tom, I just wonder how your team, but more so the game, really, how the NHL's position coming out of the pandemic. I know we're still in the pandemic, but going back to kind of normal configurations, in some markets, you're going to be able to fill the building. You've got new TV partners in the United States. It looks like you're going to the Olympics. I wonder kind of, it's been a bumpy ride for everybody, but how you feel looking ahead right now?
Well, it's definitely better, right? It was probably a scary last year and a half for everybody and, no fun. And, I don't think we should all ever be satisfied. We want our teams better. We want our league better. We want more fans. You want to sell more merchandise. You want to create more interest. And so I think we're doing well on that process and that journey, but you can be happy with where you are, excited about it, but hopefully not content. So hopefully we continue to find ways to make the game more relevant and interesting to more people, because that's why we're all here.
So there was a report last week, I think it was Elliot Friedman and amongst others, that were reporting on the potential COVID protocols for this upcoming season and there being no leeway for unvaccinated players to cross the border into Canada, that they would need to quarantine and thus probably be ineligible to play in games across the border. What's your understanding going into this season if you have unvaccinated players on the Hurricanes and their availability for games in Canadian markets?
You guys know more than I do, probably. But, yeah, what you just said is my understanding. We have everybody vaccinated, so it hasn't been a topic for us to have to worry about. But I feel for the teams and the players that are in that situation, because I imagine it would be difficult to have somebody who wasn't doing what the rest of the team is doing, and I'm sure it's for a good reason. And so that makes for a tough conversation that I'm glad we're not having to deal with.